Okay, greetings. Welcome back. Let's go through a breakdown of the sales funnel in a little bit more detail. So, module one, we covered kind of more of the basics. And now let's get into the nitty-gritty, the good stuff. So, again, first we're going to dive deep into these initial five things, but then we're going to start adding in, for instance, things like upsell, product delivery, email campaigns, webinar. A little bit more detailed stuff to take it kind of to the next level. So, we're going to go a little bit more in depth on each of these pieces so that you can kind of understand the actual process and really what the purpose is behind each of them. So, first off, the opt-in page. So, you might also have heard this called a lead capture page or a squeeze page. So, the opt-in page converts your traffic or your visitors into email subscribers, right? It helps you build your email list, which, by the way, is your absolute biggest asset. Make sure to take a note on that. What is your biggest asset? It's your email list. The reason why is because over time, let's say over the course of like 1 to 5 years plus, even 10 plus years, the thing is that different products will change, companies will change, things will go away, things will be new, whatever, but what will always stay around is your email list. It goes nowhere. It is the long-term asset that can pay you again and again and again. So make sure that you have just make sure you have that mindset around your email list. As long as you cultivate it well and give plenty of value to your new email subscribers, it's going to be great. So, good opt-in pages convert at 25 to 50%. If you're in the 50% range, you are crushing it. That means you have a really, really good offer to the perfect audience. If you're at 25, this is still really good, and that's a good number to shoot for in the beginning of your campaign. I see when I coach, I've coached hundreds of students now, I see some of the best ones. The really good high converting from Facebook ads anywhere in the range of 40 to 45%. If you get to 50, you are in the elite category and you're really sending the perfect offer to the perfect traffic. Okay, so make sure to take a note of those metrics. Those are good to know. Okay, so funnel components, the second part being a lead magnet. Now, the lead magnet delivers value to your subscribers and it pre-sells them on your product or service. It can be in the form of text, it can be in the form of audio, it can be in video. So here's a couple examples of really highly effective cheat sheets, videos, ebooks, reports, swipe files, templates, etc. Now, I will say this in one big note. If you're going to do an ebook, it has to be quality, okay? It has to be quality and don't sacrifice on this. Because if you go out and you find somebody for 5 or 10 bucks, to do your ebook and write the whole thing, guess what? You're gonna come back with a bunch of typos and you're gonna come back with a bunch of low quality, terrible reused content. Now, here's why this is important. In the very beginning, when you're giving out a lead magnet, this is usually your first touch. And your first touch is the most important touch you can give to cold traffic. When new people you've never met. Say you launch a Facebook ad and you're giving this thing away, 13 things I wish I had known before starting a multi-million dollar business and traveling the world. If you're just starting and this inside, what's inside of this lead magnet, if this isn't quality, it's game over. It's done. They're not going to do business with you, right? So it's really important in the very beginning stage that this lead magnet is quality. And that if you're gonna go the route of an ebook, it has to be a good quality ebook. I highly, highly recommend video series or even just one 7 to 15 minute video, discover my three secrets to, or uncovered my seven secrets to whatever it is. Okay? All right. So let's move on to the thank you page. So, in the thank you page, this is the page people land on after they subscribe to your list. So, it basically exists to thank subscribers for taking action, okay? And it delivers the lead magnet. So, if you have a lead magnet page, it usually has a download link. Or, for instance, on this one here, it has a 3 minute video, right? So, there's a little combination of those two things. It moves them forward to take the next step. To take action by asking them to go through the lead magnet or watch a video or check email or click a link or you name it, right? So whatever it is that is your next action, number one, you're delivering on your promise. Number two, hey, there's more, okay? All right, now the sales page. Let's go to the sales page. So in the funnel components, the sales page comes usually about fourth in the process. And these are all, you can move these around and shift these and stuff, but generally this is the process, okay? So the sales page sells your product or service in an in-depth manner. It can be in the form of pure text or video or hybrid, okay? What I mean by hybrid is it can be sort of like this one over here on the right. This is a hybrid, meaning you have a video here at the top with a call to action, but if people can't watch the video, you also have all of this stuff as well, all of this text, which is a hybrid. If it was just video, it would just be this top segment here, and then if it was just text, there would be no video up at the top of that. It would just be text written sales. So typically sales letters are 2,500 plus long. Sales videos are about 15 to 20 minutes long. That's generally a pretty good amount of time. And unless it's a webinar, which we'll get into a little bit later as well. So, all right, now time for the order page. So on the order page collects payment and actually completes the sale. This is a little bit self-explanatory, but it's important that we hit it and that you see it. So the buyer has to enter their contact info, their credit card info, and they complete the purchase. So a couple things to note on the order page. You always want to stack the order page with testimonials. That's really important. And then you want a bullet point list here of what you're actually going to receive. That's really important. And you usually list discounts or one-time offer type pricing. Make sure you always have a secure checkout, a little lock. This is proven to increase conversions if you have this on your order page. 100% 30-day money-back guarantee, satisfaction guaranteed. Okay, so these little tools, these little things here at the bottom, just take a note. These are things that you need on your order page to help conversions. It's the final stage where people, if they have any doubts in their head, you get rid of those doubts with just a few of those little graphics and it takes care of it. So the upsell page. So on the upsell page is where you offer additional products, usually for a discount, to people after they buy a product. Okay, so people land on this page after they purchase a product on the order page. And the goal of this is to maximize the average transaction value of a customer. So really what you're hoping to do, here's really what you're hoping to do by the upsell. Let's say your first initial offer is $7. So for $7, they can get into kind of your world, into a product. Now, after that, let's say next is an upsell or a one-time offer page of $197. And what you're trying to do with this, you know, a certain percentage of people, let's say only 5% of people actually do it. And it's a great offer, but let's just say 5% do it. What this 5% is going to do for you practically in terms of advertising budget and in terms of how it actually all shakes out is that this is essentially going to pay for your ads. So when you get these 197 purchasers or whatever it is, 297 or, you know, 497 or whatever it is, usually you don't want to make this too high, but this little booster purchase, if you're getting 5 to 10% conversions, then on your ad run overall, you should be able to at least break even to acquire all your new customers. So you start at a break even profitable point just by running advertisements, okay? And then after that, on the back end, all the remaining sales are just profit. All of the back end, higher ticket, more expensive stuff is just profit, okay? So product delivery. Product delivery page is where they actually click the download button, okay? So if you had a video series, there would be videos here. Or if you have an audio file you can download, or if it's an ebook or whatever, this is just where this actually happens. Now you can also put a little special offer beneath there as well, but that's pretty self-explanatory. The page delivers the purchase product to the customer. Usually, product delivery is done through a membership site where the login details are sent via email. Okay, so moving on to email campaigns. For the follow-up emails, what these essentially do is they provide value and they sell products to your subscribers, people on your email list. Okay, so periodically sent out emails are proven to massively increase sales. Okay, so these little drip of follow-up emails through an autoresponder, you can see over here on the right, here's a few different examples if you were doing kind of warm traffic, 50% reply rate, 15% reply rate, 66% reply rate. This one is a 66% because it's so simple and it's so straightforward, right? But here's the gist of it. The gist of it is these periodically sent out emails are designed to give people resources. They're designed to give people freebies, things that get people back engaged with your sales funnel process and get them to click the buy now button. The fortune is in the follow-up. That's a very cliche thing, but if you really want to take away to kind of take it to the bank, I've heard it said, you follow up via email until somebody buys, they die, or they unsubscribe. And this is 100% true. Do not ever for a second feel like you are following up too much. There are good studies, and I'm not going to get into those right now, but there's good studies that the company that offers more email content, emailing even up to 2 to 3 times a day, is far more likely to make sales than that emails every, you know, let's say 1 to 2 to 1 to 3 days or something like that, okay? So that's important to keep in mind. Okay, and now let's check out the webinar campaign. So with a webinar campaign, likely you are probably familiar with this if you're here, but if you're not, a webinar is just an online presentation. It's designed to educate your audience and sell your products and services. So it is fundamentally the most effective way to produce a flurry of new sales and customers pretty much overnight. And here's really how it works. So follow me over here on the right side. You start with an opt-in page, okay? You have some sort of promise. Hey, we're going to hold this live webinar. Here's, you know, free 30-day challenge, shows you how to build your email list in the next 30 days than you have in the last 3 months, okay? And then you go to a your registered page. Now, a cool thing that they do with this orange button is they say, get your webinar ebook or your webinar workbook here and get prepared for the webinar. And they give a little bit of testimonial there as well, but they give a short video. Here's what you're gonna learn. Remember, put it in your calendar, download your workbook, and then on the day that the webinar actually happens, here it is, the day that the webinar actually happens, you have your headline up at the top, you have the actual webinar playing, people can ask questions here. If you're doing a live one, you can have live Q&A. And then typically in the webinar, you're pushing them to a link where they can actually buy and purchase a product. This is very, very powerful. If you get good with webinars, the world opens up to you. Okay, so back-end selling. Now, the back-end selling is all just about promoting higher-priced premium solutions to your existing customers. And the goal of this is to maximize the lifetime value of the customer. That's not the only goal of this. In terms of sales funnels, it is. But the real goal here is that you're offering the highest amount of value and education that you personally even have. That's the goal, putting the maximum amount of value into the brain, in front of the eyeballs of your highest, best existing customers. Okay, that's the goal of back-end selling, and that's where something called your profit margin can really explode. Okay, so when you can start converting some of your initial $7 buyers into, let's say, $10,000 buyers, that's where you start to get really cool numbers in terms of income, and that's where you can really, really, really grow and scale a business is with a really good back-end selling program. So just to kind of recap one more time, let's just jump back. These are kind of your funnel components. There's a lot of different elements to it, and think through from an opt-in page all the way to back-end selling, your funnel technically can go on for years and even decades if you have a loyal customer base that you can sell to over and over and over again. So number one, remember, this is very important to build relationship. It's really important to give a ton of front-end value. Don't underestimate the value part of your lead magnet. And it's just super important to give as much of that value as you humanly can so that people on their first touch with you have a great experience. And then that's how 5 years, 10 years down the road, you build out really big back-end selling things and it sells like hotcakes. So, okay, those are the funnel components, the breakdown of the sales funnel. And that's all we got for this video.